Hello, Noah.
Yeah.
Hi, Noah. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Friday to you. We made it, right?
Yes.
So it looks like Tara sent you over to me to pull up the pricing and the program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for you. Now, I did jump on the tail end of your call, so I heard you say that you recently purchased the company in the last year or so. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you also purchase the website, or did you have that built separately?
I purchased it. Purchased the website also.
It all came with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Google listing as well, I'm assuming.
You mean like the Google My Business listing?
Correct. There's a 3.7 star rating here.
I think so, yeah.
Do you have access to that?
I believe so.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because, you know, what we can do, we can always claim over it if you don't and get access to it. But if you have access to it, it's going to expedite the process. So what we would do is provide the programming there to anchor that to the first page of Google services, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We're also going to help with the reputation management and review generation to bring the reviews up to a 5-star review in order to give you more exposure. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, so this is a multifaceted program. It includes quite a few different pieces to the puzzle here. First and foremost, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that we provide to you, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, what you're looking at here is a flat monthly investment rate of $249 month to month, no contract. There is a one-time setup fee, so that we can actually, because you have the website and the Google Business profile, so instead of that being $299, I can bring that down to a one-time cost of $99. In order to get set up today with Local Splash, it would be $348, and then each month after that, $249, again, month to month, no contract. Now, specifically, what the program is going to be providing for the business is that first page placement on Google there within the local map and the surrounding areas that you're looking to target. Now, she put here that she didn't put, how far out are you going? Just Omaha?
Is that where the surrounding
area. In the surrounding areas?
Area.
20 miles, maybe? Or is that still a little far?
We could go up to like I'd probably advertise up to 50 miles out.
Okay.
We've done them. Heck, about 70, 80 miles away.
Okay. So are we looking at like Sarpy County, Douglas County, Cass County?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And the package also includes the Facebook ads and social media marketing and automatic retargeting with that. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the current Facebook page. We're going to provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. Additionally, we will create the Facebook ads and do automatic retargeting between both the Google and the Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
And this is the cool thing about the Facebook ads with our company is that we pass the savings down to our clients. So we get our Facebook ads for about 5 to 50 cents per click, and we give that savings straight to our clients. $100 of your monthly investment is going to go straight to those Facebook ads. So $100 of the $249 every month is going towards it. On the high end of the lead cost, even at 50 cents per click, you're still getting a minimum of $200, right?
Yeah.
And you're looking at about 25,000 impressions with that. So that's going to be like retargeted. I'm sure you've experienced retargeted ads before, right, Noah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do that automatically. We also are going to do NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. We're going to make sure that everything that's out there about the company is consistent and accurate. As you said, it did kind of change hands. There is a couple of things that differ here and there, just very simple things. Like some places the phone number is one way, other places it's just showing a couple of different things. So we want to make sure that everything is consistent and accurate across the board, because what that does is that's actually going to give you a stronger, more dominant presence. When things are inaccurate or they don't match, so to speak, then Google actually doesn't qualify that. Like when they do the web crawlers and then they're doing promotion and changing the algorithms and things like that. So we want to change that up. We want to switch it and make sure everything is consistent across the board. We also will provide programming for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, the most popular directories, as these are the ones that Google indexes every single time a keyword search is done. We will attach the website everywhere that the business name is listed and drive the traffic directly to you.
Okay.
Now, with the package, we do also include full programming for the mobile platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home. Additionally, we don't expect you to take our word for it. We do provide you with two forms to be able to track the results. So you get a downloadable app to be able to track the physical phone calls as they're coming in called the Call Splash app. You can actually do call forwarding with this. You have a lot of options. It gives the business a very professional greeting and allows you to sift through, and it actually eliminates spam and robocalls. So if you have somebody who's answering the calls on the front end and then sending them out to you, or if you have like a front office gal, anything like that, if not, and you're doing all of the calls directly, it is going to also eliminate the spam and robocalls. Now, with the tracking and reporting system, this is my favorite feature, Noah, and the reason why is because I like to see stuff in black and white. So this allows you to log on and track the results in real time. You're able to see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. You're able to actually upload new photos, change content, run promotions. You can communicate directly with us through the dashboard if you want us to make any changes. It's really a fantastic feature because it's where you're going to be in control of the entire package.
Okay.
So tell me, since it's month to month for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, that's exactly right. I'd kind of like to see it proven.
Okay. All right. Well, everything here is done on a month-to-month basis, so there's no contract. We earn your business month in, month out. With the timeline on this, the maximum amount of time that it takes for us to get you listed on the first page of Google and ranking, and what's stated in our terms and conditions, is 30 to 45 days. The majority of my competitors, if they're willing to disclose their timeline, is 3 to 6 months. The reason our timeline is cut in half is because as a Google Premier partner, we have the ability to provide promotion faster through Google algorithms, keyword coverage, and databases. Additionally, different pieces of the puzzle do come to fruition sooner. And it's not that it will necessarily even take 30 to 45 days. You already have a Google business profile. As long as we have access to that, that should happen very quickly as far as the programming goes. I just like to let my clients know exactly what the timeline is so there's no surprises. Now, the NAP cleanup and all of the different directories that we list you in will be up and running in the first 5 to 7 days, and the Facebook ads will be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. All calls generated from these things will drive the traffic directly to you and have the calls coming directly to you.
Okay.
So would you like to give it a shot today?
Yeah, I'm interested. It sounds like something I'd be interested in doing. I'd probably like to just do a little research and see who you guys are and some of that kind of stuff. And tell me again, was there some type of guarantee with it also?
There's no guarantee. Nope. Absolutely not. We're not allowed to say the word guarantee. My company has been offering our services on a flat month-to-month basis for 18 years, almost 2 decades. We're a Google Premier partner. We're one of the top 40 companies in the U.S., and we're not allowed to use the word guarantee. If anybody uses the word guarantee, their pants are on fire. So it is something that you kind of want to steer away from when you're talking about SEO. If we're talking about the Google Guaranteed program, which is a different program and service that we do offer that may be available in your area and an option to you, that is pay per lead, and it does require that you at least have the base package with us first. So that's something that we can go over after we get everything set up and onboarded for the regular package.
Okay. Can you tell me how, like, if we would go down the pay-per-lead route, mm-hmm. how much yep. the leads cost?
Absolutely. So you're looking at an upfront cost of $250 for the application fee and processing. Your lead cost is very affordable. It's $17.33 for pool contractor leads, $226 monthly minimum to get that going. So the way it works is the $250 application fee is paid upfront. We go ahead and process the application and get everything completely Google Guarantee approved. Once that happens, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Minimum monthly budget for you is $226, which is pretty affordable. And with that, what happens is that gives you about 13 leads per month. Now, you're in complete control of the leads. All the calls are recorded. The calls come directly to you. Google has actually provided this guaranteed lead source through Google Guarantee to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So they know, like, all about Angie's and HomeAdvisor and all of those sorts of companies and how the lead cost fluctuates. You have to pay for unqualified leads, all the different things. So how they built this is that the calls come directly to the clients, you. But additionally, all the calls are recorded and AI is listening. So if it is a sales solicitation call, you're not charged. If they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, you're not charged. If they're asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. You're only charged if, A, they ask for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never for what you're providing, or if you set face-to-face appointments with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Google considers those two instances a qualified lead. Now, if there was a situation where the lead happened to slip through the cracks, like if it was an unqualified lead, you have access through the dashboard to call in or text or email and say, hey, listen, this phone number was an unqualified lead. It doesn't meet the criteria. And we go ahead and dispute it for you. Additionally, Google is acting as a partner to your company. So the reason they have the vetting process, the background check, and they want to make sure that you have the business license and insurance required to operate in your area is because they're actually guaranteeing the general public that you are a quality service provider. When you look on Google and you click on the Google guarantee, what the guarantee actually says is get it done right or Google pays you back. So they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per additional client. Every single time. Now, in the long run of what you're offering, $2,000 really isn't all that much money, but it is what the guarantee is to the general public from Google. And then what they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads.
Okay.
Does that seem like something you might be interested in?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so if that's something that interests you, what I mentioned before is that you have to have at least the baseline program. So the baseline program would be the at least the local. Even if you decided to opt out of the Facebook ads, obviously the Facebook ads are a great bang for your buck. The local standard program is $199. So it would be the $199, and that's month-to-month, no contract, and the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. Once you're approved, they'll call you to collect the $226 to cut the leads on. When the leads are cut on, then what happens is they start coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. If you take on those first couple of leads and you're completely satisfied and you want to increase the lead flow, then you have the ability to do that. You can take on 6 leads a week, 8 leads a week, however many you'd like, because obviously you're paying for the individual lead cost. Additionally, if you take on the first couple of leads and then you're booked out, say you know for a fact you're not going to be able to get to the phone for, I don't know, like a week or two or even 6 months, you can pause the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign at, say you pause the campaign with $198 left in it, then when you pause that campaign, even if you pause it for 6 months, you're not automatically charged the lead budget at all. It's literally paused where you pause the financial piece at, and then it rolls over. Once you unpause the leads, they go ahead and exhaust that budget with qualified leads, and then we would, you know, replenish the budget as you see fit.
Okay.
So which package do you think that you're interested in? The original one that I went over with the Facebook ads and the local listing and all of those pieces, or did you want to do that maybe and the Google Guarantee, or just the base and the Google Guarantee? What is your interest?
I'd probably be interested in the Facebook package and the Google Guarantee.
All of it? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send an email out to you right now. I have an email address here of sales@tmglansomaha.com. Is that correct?
Let's send it directly to me.
Okay.
It's just Noah,
mm-hmm.
N-O-A-H, at
yes.
TMG Lawns Omaha.
I'm sorry, what is it?
TMG
Lawns.
Omaha.
Omaha. Mm-hmm.
.com.
Got it. Okay. And if you choose to go with that bigger package, I will go ahead and waive the one-time setup fee of $99. That's actually called our ideal package. Let me just make a couple of adjustments here. Give me one second. Make sure all my numbers are correct when I make these adjustments. Okay, so the upfront cost on that package, if you choose to do both, would be $4.99 to get going. The reoccurring would be just the $2.49. And then the cost per lead is the $17.33 with a minimum monthly budget of $226 once you're completely approved. Now, I'm assuming that your company has the business license and insurance, correct?
Yeah.
And you can pass a background check?
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have?
What do you mean by face-to-face?
People going out and doing estimates on behalf of the company.
Two.
Okay, so there. Can you know for a fact that they can pass a background check?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. The only reason that I ask is on the application itself, it asks for face-to-face employees. If you're not 100% positive, like if it's not a family member or somebody that you've been working with for years that you know you will vouch for, that you would allow to give representation for your company, then we don't recommend putting them on the application because if they can't pass the background check, it will get you denied. And then once you're denied, you're kind of, you know, like it, we have to go back and recourse it and apply again and all the different things. Not that it doesn't work. It does work. It just takes it a little bit longer. So we like to caution against that and give everybody all the tools up front. Additionally, if you had or anybody had anything stronger than a misdemeanor or a DUI in the past 7 years, it would disqualify them from being on the application. If it is older than 7 years and it is a felony, it's still fine because it's 7 years or older. Google recognizes that the time and debt and everything has been paid on that. I did send everything over to you in an email. It's going to be labeled Ideal Package with Google Guarantee, and it's from anelson@localsplash.com. Wait a minute. It says it didn't go through here. Hold on. I have an email address, noah@emglawnsomaha.com.
It's TMG.
Oh,
well, Lawns.
Well, that's a good reason why it didn't go through, huh, Noah?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on. Let me forward it over again. Okay, here we go. No. Try this. Where did the TMG come in? Were you a lawn company previously?
Well, you know, we're a landscaping company, so we do lawns, landscapes,
pools and snow removal.
Wow.
So I'd like to advertise pretty much all of that, basically.
Okay. Okay. That's absolutely doable. So with the Google Guarantee, it is a little bit different. It goes by vertical, and cost per lead depends on that specific vertical. But so when you say lawns, do you mean lawn care or landscaping?
Both.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So in order to get you approved for each individual, we call them verticals, as far as the categories goes, it's still just the one-time $250 application fee. And the way that it works is we would, each individual category vertical has a different cost per lead. Okay, so what we would do is we would charge the highest lead cost for of those four budgets. So the highest lead cost is only going, let's see, the snow ones are super low. The lawn care is super low. I think the highest one is going to be actually the landscaping. So the budget would actually be, if you want to get approved on all of those, the budget would be $348. Those landscaping leads are $2667. So the way it would work, if you choose to get approved for all four categories, is we would charge the $348 budget. We would list you in all of the verticals, and the leads would come into you. Depending on what that lead cost is, like right now, obviously the snow leads are not going to be on at all because there's no snow on the ground, right? So that's going to be a little bit more. You have snow on the ground in August?
Like right now, it's not on the ground, but it's for commercial accounts now is when we bid.
Okay.
Now is the time when commercial companies are securing their contracts.
Got it. Okay. Well, your snow leads are only at $12 a lead, so that's really good. Your lawn care leads, let me see, $16 a lead. Okay. The landscaping, those ones we know are at $26.67, which is the highest one, and then the pool contractor leads are at the $17.33. Now, the thing about this, Noah, is that you have the ability to control it, each vertical as it's on. Like if it's winter and you choose to cut off the lawn care because there is snow on the ground, then you can do that, and we can drive that budget the other direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
So I'm a little bit confused. Is it they're like everything is going to be the cost of the highest one, so they're all going to be like the $24, $25 that they charge for landscaping?
No. Each one's going to be what their individual cost is. So snow is going to be.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, 12. Landscaping is going to be the 26. A lawn care lead would be the 16. And the pool lead would be the 1733. Coming out of, we charge the highest budget. Of all of those, they would have a minimum monthly budget, right? So the snow minimum monthly budget is $157. The pool budget is the 283 or whatever, 226, right? So each one would have a minimum monthly budget if they were listed independently. What Google does is they just ask you to pay the highest minimum monthly budget for all verticals that you're approved for, and then we pull the lead cost out of that according to which lead comes in. So it's not going to say, like, okay, you're going to get three snow leads in a week. You may get a snow lead, a lawn care lead, and a pool lead.
Okay.
Okay. If you have all of those verticals cut on at that time. So if you say in November you cut off the pool leads, you don't want to take any pool leads till or sign any contracts for that, or even, you know, approach that till after the holiday, right? After the new year. So then if you cut that one off, then all your leads coming in are going to be snow related, lawn care related, landscaping related. Or if you pause the entire campaign from Thanksgiving until the new year because you're not taking anything on, maybe you go dormant, you know? Maybe you take a vacation, take your wife to Tahiti. Who knows what you do? For whatever reason, when that budget pauses, it rolls over.
Okay.
The only reoccurring cost is the $249 for the Google local listing, as well as the Facebook ads to keep that up and running. additionally. And that's just the $249 locked in.
Okay. And how, is there like an option to pause that? Or?
Yes, absolutely. Seasonal pause. Okay. You can pause for up to 6 months, any time of year, whenever you want. And you don't lose your placement and nothing happens. And it literally just pauses where it's at. It's like hitting the pause button on the television.
Okay. Cool.
So tell me how I can help you.
One other question for you. The, you know, so we have this set up as two websites. The one of them is the tmglawnsomaha.com. That's
lawns,
that's
L-A-W-N-S, plural?
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a look at it. Ooh, tmglawns.com?
tmglawnsomaha.
Omaha.
Okay. .com.
Okay. Okay. All right. This is nice.
So that's everything except for the
pools.
Everything. Yeah. Everything except for pools. And that actually has a link over to the pools website.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm wondering and hoping that we could cover both websites with one account and one fee. Or, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd like to do both. If we can't do both, I'd probably just go to the TMG website. And then since that links over to the pools, we could run the pool ads into the TMG site. And, you know, they would,
okay,
they could click over to pool. They could find the link, you know.
So you'd like to have one website that has everything. Correct? The landscape, everything that's on TMG and the pools, like you would like to have one a website separate from these two that has all the services?
I mean, what we have is two websites. Like,
right,
we've got the TMG site that's everything except for pools. We've got the Splash website that is just the pools.
Yeah.
I guess you
okay,
tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Of that. I'm just hoping that I don't,
yeah,
I'm hoping,
yeah,
to get them both covered, but not pay two, not pay twice.
Right. No, absolutely. So who's in charge of the site currently? The TMG, lawnsomaha.com site.
We have a company called LocalMind that's like a webmaster, and they do a little bit of SEO for it.
On the site itself? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's different than what we're offering you. So on-site optimization and what we're offering is off-site optimization and pay-per-lead and pay-per-click, but it's all inclusive with the flat monthly fees, okay? But what they're doing is on-site optimization within the site itself. The site looks amazing. Additionally, at the top, you do have each individual category, and I see that the pools is listed there as its own vertical, and it actually does, you know, attach over to that additional website, which I really like the way that all that flows. It flows very well. We could, if you want, rebuild the site and include everything, but the one that you have currently works, and for all intents and purposes, I would say keep this because it's already branded and it's already working. Like, and it looks great. If you're happy with it.
Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really good. It's got great photographs. It's got an excellent layout. It's very strong. It's not, you know, if I'm going to tell you this, Noah, I don't ever call anybody's website ugly, but if their website is less than desirable, I would just say, you know, I'm going to offer you a complimentary website.
Okay.
It's the nicest way I can say what you have is trash, you know, like we can't advertise that, you know, so we want everything to to look really good and have a strong representation, because you, the representation of your physical, you know, physically how it looks to the eye, is just as important as the visibility and how you're coming up. Because if they don't like it, you know, people click right off of it within a second. Just like if it takes forever to load, they're going to click off of it within a second. You know, there's a number of things, but this website looks awesome. So we can actually use this website for all the things. Yes.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. So you ready to get everything set up?
Yeah, I suppose so. I'd kind of like to look into you guys and sort of do my homework before I pay.
Sure.
But other than that, I mean, it sounds like a good offering that you have.
Okay. Well, I did send everything over in writing. If you were to do a Google search on my company right now, Local Splash, local like your local newspaper, splash like a splash of water, you're going to see that we come up in Fountain Valley, California. We have 846 reviews with 4.2 star ranking, A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we maintain a Google Premier partnership. So we've been doing this for quite some time.
Okay.
Okay. I have one other question. So on the business license and insurance and things, like I see here, I know I heard you say that it's a home office that you don't like people to come to the desk to your home, obviously, even though that's like your shop and stuff, which is completely understandable. But on the business documents and things, is it all addressed to your personal address or is it all addressed to this P.O. box?
Mostly to the P.O. box.
Okay.
Or no, mostly to my home address.
Perfect. Okay. Google doesn't accept P.O. boxes. Now, the thing is you've already been verified, and that's probably been verified at your home address, and your home address is hidden. I cannot see that, which is good in how we would keep things. But when they go through the vetting and verification process, everything has to match, and they will not take P.O. boxes. And the reason that they don't take P.O. boxes is because so many people have, you know, basically scammed and faked and fronted. And you can go at a P.O. box, you have a bank of P.O. boxes, you can have, you know, Lynn's Lawn Care and Kimmy's Nails and, you know, your company, and you can have like five or six other companies all going to the same bank of P.O. boxes, but there's no proof that that's an actual legitimate company. When they have the things that are all inclusive with the home address or a business address, if a company has a business address, then that's considered consistent for complete verification. So that's the only reason that I asked that question. We would still keep your private information personal, but I just have to make sure of that, because I'd hate to sign you up and then be like, oh my gosh, I have to refund you because this is never going to work like this. You know, everything has to be on a regular address.
Okay.
Okay. So when do you think I should follow up with you? How long do you need to review the information I sent you and get everything in order?
Maybe on Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. What time on Tuesday?
I'd say lunchtime or the afternoon should be good.
Okay, Tuesday the 29th, what time do you take lunch? 12 to 1?
Like 12:30 Central is usually pretty good.
Okay. All right, I've put you in for 12:30 Central. And can you confirm that you got my email?
I did, yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. So I look forward to talking with you then. If you have any questions, you can call, email, or text me. It's completely up to you. I am here on the West Coast. I'm available to you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And I'll send out a text with my direct phone number and extension line. It's also included at the bottom of my emails.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions for me, Noah?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I look forward to working with you on Tuesday, and thank you so much for your time.
You too. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.